Welcome to this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And we're going to jump around quite a bit this week and look at a lot of different things. And first and foremost, let's look at the plays in which Maurice Jones-Drew and Blaine Gabbert were injured. Here's the very first play of the game, and this is Maurice Jones-Drew. And when he gets the ball, you'll notice when he cuts back, Tommy Kelly, the nose tackle, is the one who grabs a hold of him. And Tommy Kelly's hip actually falls on the back of the foot of Maurice Jones-Drew. Now, he slams the ball to the ground right here. You can see that. And then he gets back in the huddle. Here's the next play. And when he runs to the outside, to the left here, you can tell that Maurice just can't quite push off that left foot real hard. He's kind of hopping on that left foot. And when he goes down, you'll see that left foot doesn't even try to get out in front of him. So Maurice Jones-Drew injury, certainly a big issue for the Jaguars going forward. Here's the injury to Blaine Gabbert. Now, the defensive line for the Raiders were offsides on this play, but still, the Jaguars offensive linemen have to do better here. Tommy Kelly, once again, he's the guy that hurt both of them. And I'm going to try to slow it down here just a little bit. But if you look at the way in which Blaine Gabbert goes down, his left shoulder, actually, the elbow hits the ground, and then Tommy Kelly's weight falls on top of him, and then that's how the injury happened. Now, Brad Meester, I love him because he plays to the whistle every single time, and a lot of the defenders just don't like it. Let's focus in on Brad Meester, center position. Ends up following the linebacker all the way down to the play and then cleans him off the pile. And the way that Brad Meester plays, a lot of people do not like it. Richard Seymour, perfect example. He doesn't like it. I'm going to pause it here and you can find Seymour and Meester. There they are, right at about the 12-yard line. And Richard Seymour is going after Brad. You can see that he's going after Brad in a big way because he doesn't like the way Brad finishes plays. And Brad Meester, trying to draw the foul, actually does a nice job here with a little dance move. Very nicely done, Brad Meester. Now, continuing on later in the game, Richard Seymour is at the defensive tackle position, and there's Brad Meester engaging on Richard Seymour. And Richard Seymour ends up pushing Brad to the ground, and then something happens. And you can't quite tell from this angle, but it looks like Richard Seymour is lunging towards Brad Meester. Let's take a look at the sideline angle. I'm going to let it run here for a second so we can get a little bit tighter on it. Once it runs, Richard Seymour, it appears, gives a little knee right to Brad Meester's rib. Obviously, Richard Seymour is very familiar with the UFC fighting rules and that you can knee to the body when your opponent is down and not to the head. One of the big reasons why the Jaguars had, I think, their best defensive game so far was clearly the play of the defensive line. It was outstanding, and it came from across the board. All guys that were active in that game contributed. First play of the game, Tyson Alualu at the defensive tackle spot. You'll notice right here the deep offensive right tackle is going down to cut him. Tyson goes down, pops right back up to his knee, pursues down the line of scrimmage, and gets the tackle on Darren McFadden. That's the kind of plays you need out of Tyson Alualu continuously week after week. Tyson Alualu at the defensive tackle spot. This is the play that Jeremy Mincy got the hit on Carson Palmer. You see the power rip against the guard and getting up the field? That allows Jeremy Mincy to come underneath on the TE and get the hit on Carson Palmer. Just wish Jeremy Mincy would have went for that ball right here. And this week, you're going to need it against Aaron Rodgers. Austin Lane at the left defensive end position on this next play, very stout against the run. He handles the tight end. There he is at the left end spot. He handles the tight end, dominates him at the point of attack, throws him aside, and makes the tackle on Darren McFadden. Very, very big play for Austin Lane, and I think he had an outstanding game. Now, Andre Branch at the left end position. There he is lined up. And when he comes off here, this play takes a little while to develop. And you'll see when Andre Branch comes back, there's an opportunity that was missed here. Right there, Carson Palmer has that ball out away from his body, and Andre Branch is going for the tackle. Young player, you've got to go for the ball. Particularly this week against Aaron Rodgers. That's a lost opportunity there. So we had two lost opportunities with Jeremy Mincy and Andre Branch at getting the ball out. George Selvey also contributed. He's the left defensive end. Take a look at this power rush that he gets against the offensive tackle into the lap of Carson Palmer and forces an errant throw. Very good job by George Selvey back from the injury to his knee. And this play I liked overall for all guys, and it starts with C.J. Mosley, the nose tackle. You got to be stout in the middle. And C.J. Mosley sets the point. And by setting the point and forcing the running back Take a look at the effort by not only Terrence Knighton, the right tackle, and then also Jeremy Mincy closing the gap. Great effort, great play. And it always starts up front. And in this week's game against Aaron Rodgers, the defensive line has to continue that level of play if they're going to have success.